Hey, Leo here for actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the topic of mindfuckery. The truth must of necessity be stranger than fiction, for we have made fiction to suit ourselves. A quote by G.K. Chesterton. A major theme of life is the mindfuck. And I want to spend some time talking about this, because this is one of the most remarkable things you'll discover in your life, is that life is a giant mindfuck, and that there are so many mindfucks to be had in life. And a lot of people, what they do is they spend their lives running away from the mindfucks, and this just screws them all up. And if you're going to be a real student of this work, you're going to be encountering a lot of mindfucks along the way. So this is something I want to really highlight, underscore, emphasize for you on this journey, that you should be kind of like looking out for them, expecting them to come. Now, what is a mindfuck? A mindfuck is a surprise, a shocking reversal, like the plot twist in a movie, or a giant epiphany, this realization that you had something totally wrong, or when you see something in a new light, and everything you knew before becomes recontextualized. It's the Fight Club moment. It's amazing to me that this is just a facet of life and a facet of reality, a facet of what it means to be human, is to encounter these mindfucks. And we have been encountering them as humanity for a long time, all throughout history. If you study the history of philosophy, the history of science, the history of religion, the history of just cultures and societies and governments, you see humans coping and struggling to understand what reality is, whether it's the Copernican Revolution, or discovering the new world, the Americas, and dealing with all the ramifications of that, and just how big of a shift that is in worldview for people when you discover there's this whole new half of the globe that we didn't even know existed. Or whether it's the Einsteinian revolution and what that means for space-time and for quantum mechanics, right? So just all these mindfucks, you find it in science and philosophy and throughout human culture. But why do mindfucks happen? Why should reality be surprising? Well, fundamentally, we've got to understand what a mindfuck is. Fundamentally, the way you get mindfucked is you have some expectations or notions about how reality should be, like this, and then you live your life this way, thinking that this is how reality is. And then one day, out of the blue, you don't expect it, something changes, you run into some new fact that flips that on its head and perhaps reverses it 180 degrees. And then that's such a big shock because all your expectations have been crushed. They've been undermined. And from this happens the surprise. But what sort of adds insult to injury is that a lot of people go through life not expecting that mindfucks are possible, and so they get a double dose of mindfuck. It's like, not only do they get surprised, but then they get surprised that they got surprised. And a lot of people then kind of like run away from it, or they deny it, or they resist it, and then that creates problems. Really, what you want to do is you want to open yourself up to the mindfucks. And a good way to do that is just to talk about this topic and to think about why it exists. There's a slew of reasons for why mindfucks happen. But perhaps most fundamentally, it's because reality is so massive. See, when humanity came into existence, it didn't know what it was doing here, where it came from. Imagine being a caveman or a Neanderthal 100,000 years ago. Like, you had no clue about anything. About anything, even the most obvious things, like you had no idea about anything. You're totally in the dark. And yet you had to survive in a very brutal world, much more brutal than today. You had a much tougher survival challenge than you have today. And so as you're trying to survive in this brutal world, running away from alligators and snakes and spiders and lions and all this sort of stuff, trying to hunt for food and gather berries and not kill yourself, as you're trying to do all that, you're also at the same time wondering, like, what the hell am I doing here? You got, like, there was a time where the first human had to have that thought, like, what the hell is this? Like, animals don't ask themselves that question. They just kind of go along with the flow. But at some point in human history, this happened. Whether it was the Neanderthals or even before that, we're not sure, but you got to figure somebody was the first to have that idea. And even that already was a mind fuck. But see, the problem here is, and my point is, that reality is so massive, but we come into the world so totally ignorant of anything that we don't even know that we're ignorant. And what we do is we just make kind of assumptions. We make tentative hypotheses about how the world works, and we just kind of like scrape by. We make the best of it that we can. But then we kind of get caught up in the complacency of that. And we think, okay, we basically got reality figured out. After you live for 10, 20 years, you kind of think like you got it figured out. But do you really? A lot of times you don't. See, what we see throughout history is that mankind has consistently underestimated reality. Its scope and size, its depth, its complexity, its non-linearity. And this is what produces mindfucks. Because fundamentally what you're trying to do is you're trying to take all of reality, this massive thing, billions and billions and billions of galaxies and star systems and planets and animals and species and plants and stuff in the world. You're trying to take all this and you're trying to distill it down and stuff it inside your skull, basically, to make sense of it. So, of course, it sort of makes sense from the very beginning. You should sort of expect that, that's going to be tough to do, to take such a large thing and put it into such a small thing. And that's not even taking into account that maybe this thing isn't just large, but maybe it's infinite. And if it's infinite, then that's like a whole nother level of largeness. So as large as you maybe thought the universe was, if you start to now think of it as actually infinite and you realize the full consequences of that, it really becomes remarkable. How can you possibly stuff that into your skull, that whole thing, and make sense of it in a way where nothing surprises you anymore? So what I'm saying here in this episode is that mind fucks are an essential component of reality. They're like woven into the fabric of reality. Surprise and mystery and these shocking sort of Fight Club moments. This is what it means for consciousness to become self-aware, is it becomes aware of how goddamn huge it is and how remarkable it is, how intricate it is, how complex it is, and all the ways in which it functions. It's really humbling to realize that you, even if you are like a billionaire, a Richard Branson type person, and you travel all around the world and you go to all the countries, visit all the cultures, eat all the food, read all the books, do all this sort of stuff, that even if you do all of that, you live a very rich life for a good 70 years, you will still only be exposed to 0.00000000000001% of all of reality. Really, much less than that. Much, much less. That's being generous. That's a generous estimate right there. So you take this into account, and then you, of course, you have to realize, like, of course there's going to be mind fucks, because I'm only exposed to such a small sliver of what reality has to offer. And that's something that we don't appreciate. I mean, it's an obvious point, but somehow humanity as a species, as a culture, and as an individual, you ignore all this simply because you're going about living your everyday life. And for the purposes of living your everyday life, you don't need to bother remembering that you only know a tiny, tiny fraction of what there is to know and what there is to see. And the reason that's important, and this is something that a lot of people misunderstand and why they get so mind-fucked, is that they underestimate the extent to which new information can undermine and reverse existing information. This is a remarkable point about epistemology and the workings of the human mind that I see almost everybody misappreciating, underappreciating, let's say. I see religious people underappreciating this. I also see scientific and rational people underappreciating this. See, never underestimate how much reality can fuck you over, because reality is much bigger than you. It's got way more tricks up its sleeve than you do. And what people underestimate is that they think that, well, yeah, we've got some facts and information, let's say from science in some field, biology, physics, whatever, or outside of science as well, religion, whatever, whatever your field is, whatever you think you know. But then what you don't understand is that new information that can come to light can be such that it can recontextualize that information that you have, whatever model or theory you have, it can recontextualize that. And that recontextualization, when you put something into a different context, that can completely alter the facts or the information that you previously had. Not just a little bit, but entirely. It can either make the information you had before, the model you had before, it can make it completely incorrect. It can make it completely irrelevant. And or it can actually flip it inside out such that the truth is the exact opposite of what you thought it was. And this is something people don't understand. People tend to just assume that, oh, new information will just accrete and it will be a gradual, just kind of building up evolutionary process of kind of gradualism, where it's like, well, yeah, we've got science, we've got physics. Sure, Leo, it's not perfect. We're just going to kind of like keep adding to it some details, some fine tuning. And overall, we're just going to kind of like build on top of what we already have. And what I'm saying is, no, if you expect that, you're going to get mind fucked. What I'm saying is that what you should really expect instead is you should expect radical shifts in contexts in the future. You can't exactly predict when it'll happen, but you can predict that it probably will happen. People routinely underestimate how much context can alter content, how much perspective matters, how much holism matters, and just how radical of an undermining is possible. We see this throughout the history of human knowledge. We see it in philosophy, we see it in science, we see it in religion, we see it everywhere else. We see it in politics, for example. And you probably have examples from your own life. When you were a kid, when you're a teenager, you had some view of the world, which was one way. And now it's probably completely the exact opposite because something shifted there. But when you were a kid, you couldn't even anticipate that. And in fact, you were very adamant that, no, your position will never change, that you're totally right. And then that might happen even again as you get older. See, people underappreciate this. So other reasons for why these mindfucks happen is because a key feature of ignorance is that it doesn't know that it's ignorant. It's got this very interesting property. So when you're ignorant, you're really double damaged by it, because not only are you ignorant, but you don't even know that you're ignorant, so you act as though you know everything. And this is something that I've been observing in myself and in other people. It's really fascinating to me to observe how this ignorance works. It's like this double blindness. You're blind and you don't know that you're blind. And then this is not a trivial point. This really makes the problem a lot worse. Because if people at least became conscious that they were ignorant, that would be a substantial leap forward in consciousness. That wouldn't solve all the problems, but that would be a big step towards that, because that would open the doors for a possibility of improvement. Because when you're ignorant, you can say, okay, I'm ignorant. I know I'm ignorant. I got a lot to learn. Let me now make some plans for how to learn and correct my ignorance. But most people are so ignorant that they're not even going to do that. See, they're going to be very adamant that they're right. And they're going to be so convinced by it that they might even have you convinced that they're right. Because you, as the one who knows he's ignorant, will say, well, yeah, maybe I am ignorant. Maybe they have a good point. I don't know everything. But see, they're going to act like they know everything. And so they're going to have this sort of false confidence that might convince you. Another reason these mindfucks happen is because we are so self-involved when it comes to life. Our number one priority is our own life, ourself, the ego, our self-agenda. That is like one direction that we go to. And then the truth, that's something else entirely. We like to tell ourselves that these things coincide, but actually it turns out they're in the opposite direction. And when that ends up being the case, and you're always pursuing your self-agenda at the cost of the truth, then really what's happening is you're pursuing falsehood at the cost of the truth. And of course, what is a mindfuck but the realization that a falsehood is false, and that actually the truth is something totally different. So people sometimes ask, well, Leo, why is truth important? Why should I pursue the truth for truth's sake? Well, if you don't, expect to get mindfucked. See? Because the more you pursue your own self-agenda and the less you care about the truth, the greater the gap becomes between what you think is right and what's actually right. And the bigger that gap is, well, the greater the fall, as they say. See, the higher the distance, the greater the fall. And there's something even much deeper about that, which we can say, which is that it's almost like the very cost of existence itself is predicated upon a lie. And in that sense, just to come into existence is already to be set up for a mindfuck. Because there's a lot of assumptions that are needed to bootstrap the self, to bootstrap you into being. That's a tricky, strange, loopy sort of process. And you have to just assume a lot of stuff. And when you're a kid and you're just kind of like going through school, you're learning stuff, you're learning how to function in society, you're making mistakes, but then you're also learning very quickly. But still, you have a lot of assumptions that you make. And these assumptions are just like heuristic rules of thumb that you create just in order to get by in the world. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's necessary. That's the only way you can become a self, a healthy, decent, functioning self. But the problem with that is that then people just tend to assume like, well, hey, it worked for me. It works, Leo, it works. So what's the problem? But see, yeah, it works, but it only works in a very limited context. Then when you have bigger questions about life, when you want to know what existence is, what reality is and stuff like that, and you want to really correct some of the problems, well, you have to go reevaluate your assumptions. But then a lot of people just forget that those assumptions were ever made in the first place. So it's okay to make assumptions, but you have to make a mental note of like, ha, I made an assumption back there 10 years ago. And I've been sort of living based off that assumption, building on top of it. But you know what? That assumption could have been wrong. So that's okay. You can make provisional assumptions and hypotheses, but you have to remember to go back sometime, maybe 10 years later, go back, rethink that assumption. Maybe something has changed. So all these factors lead to a sort of false sense of complacency, taking things for granted. And when you do that, that's when you really set yourself up. And also, I should add that your state of consciousness, your ordinary state of consciousness, and the ordinary average state of consciousness that human beings have, this thing is tuned for survival and utility. It's highly pragmatic. It's always thinking about the past and the future. It's very future-oriented. It's always planning, thinking, scheming, manipulating. It's always doing this. You're living in this kind of conceptual state of consciousness. You don't even realize it until you have ever exited and experienced some non-ordinary states of consciousness that this is the case. But this ordinary state of consciousness that most human beings consider life, this is one of our biggest blind spots. Sets us up for a huge mindfuck because we just completely take it for granted that this is just what life is this one particular slice of consciousness, but there are other states of consciousness which are radically different and lead to very different experiences of life. Another reason that these mindfucks happen is that the mind loves certainty. It hates uncertainty. And so when faced with uncertainty, what the mind will do is it'll fudge the uncertainty and it will quickly confabulate some kind of story or pseudo-knowledge and then convince itself that now it's certain. And of course, that sets you up for a mindfuck. Because, in fact, you're not certain, but you think you are. The mind also loves narratives. So what the mind will do is it'll cherry-pick evidence to fit its narratives. And, of course, its narratives fit its own agenda. And so these narratives are built, but then these narratives oftentimes have very little to do with actual reality or with truth. And then that sets us up for a mindfuck. See, the mind is very tricky. It's a trickster. And therefore, you need to start to expect that your own mind is your own greatest enemy and that it has a lot of tricks up its sleeve, more than you do. Way more than you do. It's a lot trickier than you. It is you, but it also tricks you. That's what's so loopy about it. Now, how does a mindfuck happen? Well, it happens through a lot of different things. It happens, here's sort of a list of where you can spot mindfucks. You can spot it whenever you're acting arrogant or feeling superior. Arrogance is huge. And one of the reasons that the ancients, the Greeks and Romans, they talked about hubris and arrogance. This was a big theme for them. Precisely because arrogance leads to disaster, leads to blunder, leads to destruction, leads to chaos. And the reason that happens is through these mindfucks. Because arrogance gets you believing that you're going in the right direction when you're actually going in the wrong direction. Ignorance, we've already talked about. Ignorance is ignorant of itself, and therefore these mindfucks happen. Another reason that it happens is underestimating fallibility. People underestimate just how fallible they can be. People convince themselves that they're certain and right by coming up with fancy theories and rationalizations and justifications. And they say, well, but look, here's the logic of it. Here's the statistics. Here's the proof. So we come up with all this stuff and we build a rock solid case. But what we forget is that even if you have the perfect proof, your proof could always be wrong in some place. See, even if you're the best logician in the world, you could still be wrong. You could still be fallible. And people lose sight of that. And as soon as you start underestimating your ability to be fallible, or some experts or some scientists' ability to be fallible, you're setting yourself up for a mindfuck. Anywhere that you're feeling certain, very certain about something, very confident, you set yourself up for a mindfuck. Any assumption that you take for granted, you set yourself up for a mindfuck. Anything you think is self-evident or obvious, you're setting yourself up. Anything you know or think you know based on belief or hearsay, hearing it from somebody else, that always sets you up for a mindfuck because, in fact, you don't know whether what they're telling you is true. It might feel true, but you don't really know. That's the problem with hearsay. Anytime that you're relying on authority that you just blindly trust, you're setting yourself up for a mindfuck. This is a huge category of mindfucks right here. And by authority, I mean stuff like, do you trust your education system? Do you trust your professor? Do you trust science? Do you trust your culture? Do you trust your government? Do you trust the Bible? Do you trust the Quran? Do you trust some textbook that you read? Do you trust doctors? Do you trust a PhD? Do you trust a person on television? Do you trust a celebrity or an actor? Do you trust a guru, a yogi? These are all authorities. And if you're a serious seeker of truth, you realize just how big of a problem authority poses and that you can't basically trust anybody, including me, by the way. You can't trust me either. Or if you do, watch out, you might be setting yourself up for a mindfuck. You also set yourself up for a mindfuck any place that you don't have direct experience of a thing. Anywhere where you have a vested interest, you set yourself up for a mindfuck. Why is that? Because the problem with having a vested interest is this problem between serving your self-agenda versus the truth. See, if you have a vested interest in something, you really need it to come out some way. Like, I really need my business to succeed in order to pay the bills so my kids don't starve and my wife doesn't divorce me. If that's your mentality, then do you care about the truth in that situation? See, no, you don't. You're going to do whatever you got to do to feed your kids, because in your mind, that's the most important thing right there. And the truth has taken a lower priority. And so, see, the vested interest has divorced you from truth, and now you have set yourself up for a mindfuck. Anywhere where context is ignored or underappreciated, you set yourself up for a mindfuck. Anytime that you're doing analysis or you're fragmenting reality and you're working within a very narrow, specialized field on a very small thing, and you put your blinders on, you say, well, I'm not going to care about other fields, other disciplines, or how this fits into the larger picture. I don't care about any of that. I'm just going to work on my little field. Anytime you do that, you set yourself up for a mindfuck. Because reality happens to be holistic. And like I said before, whatever results you get in your little field, they're going to depend on the larger context. And if you ignore that, then your results could lead you to believe one thing, which is exactly the opposite of what the larger context will reveal. And that's how a lot of scientists screw themselves over, because they become hyper-specialized. Which is why if you want to be a sage, if you want wisdom in your life, if you want to be an extraordinary human being and live up to your full potential as a human being, you need big picture thinking. And you got to be careful about not getting lost in the weeds. Anywhere where perspective is poo-pooed, or mind is poo-pooed, or underestimated, you set yourself up for a mindfuck. What do I mean by this? Well, a lot of people think that, well, it's just the facts. Leo, reality just has some hard facts. That's why we have science. We crunch the numbers. Here's what is real. Here's what's not real. We know the facts. We know the numbers. And perspective, mind, these things, these are very subjective, hippie, new age type of notions. These don't matter. What matters is the hard stuff. Be hard-nosed. But see, that's also just a perspective. That's what you don't realize. That's also just one function of mind. Perspective is much more important than people realize. Mind is much more important. People say stuff like, well, Leo, I just want like to build up my life, have a good career, a good family, make a killing in the stock market, have sex with hot people, all this material, tangible stuff. This has nothing to do with perspective or mind. This is tangible stuff. I either have $1 million in my bank account or I don't. It's not a matter of perspective. When you take that kind of attitude, you set yourself up for mindfuck. Life is much more perspective dependent than you have ever thought possible. And that in and of itself, that lesson, to learn that lesson, it's not enough to hear from me. You're going to have to experience a mindfuck to learn that lesson. That lesson in and of itself is a big mindfuck. That's a paradigm shift for a lot of people. And any time that you make appeals to, this is just how reality is, that sets you up for a mindfuck. So what I want to do is I want to give you a list of what I came up with, around 20 or so of some of the top mindfucks that you will encounter in your life. Here we go. You think you're the body. One day you will discover that that's not true. And that will be a huge mindfuck. You think reality is real. And one day you will discover in a rude awakening that that's not the case. You think truth is logical and that it conforms to your rational principles. You will be shocked to discover how wrong you are. You think materialism is correct. You will be shocked one day to discover how wrong you are. You think religion is just superstition and myth. You will be shocked one day to discover just how wrong you are. You think your favorite ideology is correct. I don't care what it is. Liberalism, conservatism, libertarianism, and a million other ideologies that you have. Well, one day you will be shocked to learn how wrong you've been. You think your thoughts are trustworthy in that you can rely on your skepticism in your own mind. And one day you'll be shocked to learn how wrong you are. You think that society and culture is healthy and that it has your best interest at heart. One day you'll be shocked to learn how wrong you are. You think success is equivalent to happiness. One day you will be shocked to learn how wrong you are. You think evolution is random. It happens through a random process of atoms or molecules mixing around through random mutation. One day you will be shocked to learn how wrong you are. You think science has no blind spots and that science leads you to the truth. One day you will be shocked to learn how wrong you are. You think the 21st century is advanced? That we are out of the dark ages? One day you will be shocked to learn how wrong you are. You think that what school taught you is correct? One day you will be shocked to learn how wrong you are. You think history is objective and that the history that you read in the history books that you see on TV, that's how actually stuff happened? Oh, you're in for a very rude awakening there. You think that death is real? One day you will learn that it's not. You think evil exists? You'll learn that that's not the case. You think that you're a good guy, that you're the hero of your journey, the hero of your story? One day you will be shocked to learn just how evil you are. You think that other people hold you back from getting the success you want in life? Well, one day you'll learn that it was all just you holding yourself back. You think your problems are material? Like you need more money, you need more sex, you need a bigger house, you need a better car. If only you had a better job. If only you had a hotter spouse. If only you had better children. If only they went to better schools. If only your business earned a little bit more money. Then everything would be going great. All your problems would be fixed. Well, one day you will experience the mindfuck that shows you otherwise. You think your fears are real? Your fear of death, your fear of poverty, your fear of not being loved, your fear of being abandoned, your fear of being cheated on, your fear of getting violence perpetrated upon you by some terrorist or some criminal. Well, one day you'll discover just how wrong you are. That's the list. And by no means is that the end of the list. That's sort of the beginning of the list. I don't have time to go into just how all those things are the opposite of what you think they are. I've touched on those issues in the past in certain episodes, and I'll touch more about those in the future in certain episodes. I want to give you a high-level overview here without going into the details. Fools believe appearances, whereas the wise know that appearances are very deceptive and can't be trusted. Here are the lessons from this episode that I want you to take away. Never merely accept appearances. Realize that a basic fundamental principle of life is that life works through deception and through illusion, as it must. And through this realization, you should start to expect that it will mindfuck you in many, many different ways, not just in one way, many ways. There's some epic mindfucks out there. There's some smaller ones that you will experience. Always investigate deeper. Wonder, what am I taking for granted? Wonder, what am I assuming in this situation? Develop a love for being mindfucked. You should expect to be mindfucked, but that's not enough. Learn to love it. Be curious about it. So many people are led in the wrong direction in life because they somehow think that a mindfuck is a wrong thing, that it's bad, that it's negative somehow, that reality can't be paradoxical, that it can't be fucked up or weird, that it can't be absurd. Drop all those expectations. If you think reality can't be weird and absurd beyond anything you can possibly imagine, you're going to be mindfucked. So start to love this. I think that's one of the things that I stumbled upon early in life. And one of the strengths I had in this work is that I just sort of assumed, I always assumed that reality was a mindfuck. And I actually enjoyed that aspect of reality. And actually, I actively went and sought out those mindfucks. And that's what led me to where I am today. So that's another thing that I'll share with you as a lesson, is go and proactively seek them out. Always be kind of wondering to yourself, where could a mindfuck be lurking? Behind what corner? Where would it be best hidden? What I tend to find is that the places that people never look, that's where the mindfucks love to hide the most. Of course. So it's actually very easy to start to suss out the mindfucks, because all mindfucks are is just like reverse psychology. They're the exact opposite of what you would think. It's this constant theme of counterintuitiveness that we keep treading over again and again in all these episodes. I keep giving advice and lessons, and they're always counterintuitive. Everything is backwards. And that's how it is. You have to approach life as though everything was backwards. It's like a reverse psychology game. If you do the opposite of everything you wanted to do, you will basically become the most conscious and greatest human being imaginable. I mean, that's a very general rule of thumb. You can't apply that perfectly to all situations, but as a general theme, that's how I approach my life, is I try to do like everything backwards, everything opposite. And the more I do that, the better things are. And the more I go with the herd, the more I do the stuff that my culture tells me to do, that I'm expected to do, the stuff that seems intuitive, the stuff that seems easy, the worse my life goes, the more hollow and meaningless it is. And the more similar it is to everybody else, because I become just like the herd. And of course, that makes perfect sense. You do what the herd does, you're going to go in the same direction that the herd goes. And the herd is walking straight off a cliff. And they're all going to be mindfucked in the end. The biggest mindfuck comes when you think there can be no more mindfucks. It's when you think you're fully enlightened. That's when you're in for a mindfuck. It's when you think that, oh, surely I can't be mindfucked anymore. I've been mindfucked so much already. That's when you set yourself up for an even bigger mindfuck. See, because you just constantly keep underestimating the scope of reality. Start to think of reality as being infinitely broad, infinitely deep, infinitely complex, infinitely nonlinear, and then you start to develop this sort of humility about your entire worldview and your approach to reality and how you think about reality and what you believe about reality. And then that puts you into a better place. And this is not to say that mindfucks are something you should like strive to prevent. Like I said before, mindfucks are a good thing in my mind. I like mindfucks. I like getting mindfucked. To me, it's cool. That's why psychedelics are so cool, because that's the surest way to mindfuck yourself right there. And then, you know, that's why a lot of people don't enjoy psychedelics, or they have these bad trips, or they have a profound deep trip, but then they can't integrate it because they just want their life to not be a mindfuck. But you know what? Reality is a mindfuck. So the only way your life cannot be a mindfuck when reality is a mindfuck is for you to live in a perpetual delusion. When you think you've got it, you don't got it. When you think you're right, you're wrong. When you think you're good, you're bad. When you think you're enlightened, you're not enlightened. When you think you're self-actualized, you're not self-actualized. Everything's backwards. That's the nature of the mind. That's the nature of reality. Learn to love it and go on this journey, and then you will really savor these mindfucks. You'll savor them, you'll appreciate them. These mindfucks, rather than being bad trips or bad revelations, these will be the most beautiful experiences in your life. All right, that's it. I'm done here. Please remember to click that like button for me and come check out actualize.org. That's my website. Check out my blog. I'm posting a lot of new stuff there. Check out the forum. We're having lots of good discussions there, sharing resources. Check out my book list. I'm going to be adding more books in the future, cool books, powerful books. And check out my life purpose course. And stay tuned in the future for more releases and more videos.